In all my travels throughout America, and having visited hundreds of schools, I have never heard an American education official look at a successful system in America and say, without a doubt, that we can replicate such success in 50 cities. Too often, I do hear reasons why isolated examples of success are not replicable. It is my proposal in theory, however, that we can replicate success. I certainly know we must. With over $600 billion a year invested in public elementary and secondary education, Americans spend more than any other developed nation on its K-12 school students. But we are falling behind too many of those other nations, investing money in programs that add little or no value and not appropriately educating our youth. Why do other countries, particularly Asian countries in the STEM fields, continually beat us? The reasons are myriad, but I'm convinced the solutions are not. I have the privilege to see how rigorous programs in STEM education can transform not only students' minds, but our educational landscape as well, from theory to action. We just need to take what we know works to scale. It is in the STEM fields where that need is most urgent. That is where the growth and opportunities are. It is also where our international counterparts are most seriously beating us. But do not just take my word for it. The Nobel Prize-winning economist Robert Solow has pointed out that half the economic growth in America since World War II has come from advances in science and technology. Susan Hockfield, president of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, made two key points on this recently, asking, "What can we do together to restart America's job creation machine?" She said, "I believe the answer lies in retooling the engine that has driven wave after wave of economic growth since the end of World War II, America's innovation system. Our innovation system comes to life from the spark of scientific discovery and invention. But the kind of innovation that drives real economic growth goes beyond a cool idea or an incremental improvement on an old practice or product."